Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spending a few minutes now with Cabrini University sophomore outside hitter Steph Judkins, one of the best Division III volleyball players, frankly, in the country, having an outstanding sophomore season. And first of all, Steph, thanks for the time.
Of course, anytime.
So first of all, how much fun are you having this year? I mean, your numbers are outstanding, but the team's winning. It sounds like you guys are ahead of schedule as a group. How much fun has the season been?
This season has been a blast. It's been great having the incoming freshmen have such an impact on our team, and the seniors have been great with, you know, helping all of us, you know, lead the way this season with the tough schedule that coach put for us. So it's just been a great time.
Now, you talk about freshmen coming in and having an impact. That was you last year, a National Division III Player of the Year, or Freshman of the Year, rather. When you're coming in to a program, I'm sure you're confident that you can have success, but were you even a little surprised how well you did hitting the ground running as a college volleyball player?
I would say I was. I mean, I knew, like, coming in, like, it was going to be hard because, you know, new team and everything. But I think what really helped me was the support system that we have here at Cabrini. Coach Schaefer was really positive and really supportive of me coming in. And I feel like that really helped me, you know, get where I am now and push myself to be even a better player.
What do you feel are your biggest strengths? What are the things that allow you to have this type of success?
I think probably in the front row, like my aspect of the game and like seeing where things are open, or like just my mental aspect of the game, and then just always being there for the team and like building up everyone's energy and everything for the game.
Now, as I mentioned, you were the AVCA Freshman of the Year in Division III, third team All-America, you know, maybe second first team this year. What do these types of accolades mean to you?
Getting them is great and everything, but I think for me, it really goes back to the whole team aspect, because without my team, I couldn't have gotten the Freshman of the Year or All-American, because volleyball is a team sport and you can't really do anything without your team.
So how long have you played volleyball, you know, going back? How old were you about when you really took up the sport and really got into it?
I started like going to camps and everything when I was 5 with my sister, because she played volleyball. So I got into it at a really young age.
So when did you start to notice, you know, and I want you to, you know, be a little conceited here, that, you know what, I'm a little better than everyone. I might be able to take this a little further than most people.
I'd say probably, when I was on the 13th team, I wanted to play up a year and play on the 14th team, because I wanted to push myself to be a better player. And I think that's what really got me to where I am now.
What is your focus these days? I mean, I'm sure you're trying to get better in all aspects, but is there one or two things that you're really kind of hyper-focused on now that you think can make a big difference?
I think right now focusing on the team and getting everyone to feel comfortable, and if we get down in a set, is bringing my team back up and really pushing to get that win or get even further into the NCAA tournament this year would be great. And then just keep bettering myself and, you know, helping anyone that needs that little bump in the right direction.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.